While different proposals for comprehensive immigration reform are being discussed in Washington, around the country, a broad coalition of immigration advocates has formed. They're relying on grant makers to provide them necessary resources for their work. And as WNYC's Marilla Ivorak reports, those supporting change are getting ready to seize what they see as a moment of opportunity.
Are you making fun of my apartment?
Laughter and jokes belied a serious planning that's taking place on the 8th floor of this building in Midtown Manhattan. Five people who are here are tackling everything, from finding new space to long-term goals.
Like, how many signatures does it take for us to have, like...
That's what I'm saying.
This is the petition with 6,000.
And the 6,000. Thing is that, like, if we did 3,000 for one, that's the benchmark.
This is a meeting of United We Dream, a group that was started in 2008 by college students without legal status. It has expanded to be the biggest youth-led immigrant organization in the country with 52 affiliates in over 20 states. Cristina Jimenez, the managing director, acknowledges they're hot on the heels of last year's success.
We were able to not only organize at the grassroots level and mobilize young people all across the country, but we were also able to be sophisticated about our thinking and engaging with many immigration law experts.
United We Dream lobbied the White House and played a key role in getting deferred action put in place. 420,000 people brought illegally to the United States as children have so far received temporary work permits under the program. Their work didn't go unnoticed. One of the biggest national immigration funders, the Open Society Foundations, has given them $800,000 in grants so far. Archana Sagal manages the immigration portfolio at the Open Society. She's looking at a new grant proposal from United We Dream that would be used to work on comprehensive immigration reform.
In a proposal, what I look for is a really strong vision and a compelling strategy with very clear activities that are going to get us to, you know, the policy change that we want to see that moves our grant-making strategies forward.
The Open Society gave nearly $70 million to immigration advocates in the past 8 years. They're just one in a group of national funders, which includes organizations like the Ford Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation of New York. They're all putting millions of dollars into work being done on behalf of immigrants. Sagal is currently looking at a dozen proposals from organizations who applied for grants to work on immigration reform. What sometimes tips the scale is an organization's particular advantage, such as in the case of United We Dream.
Part of our analysis is that many of the Dreamers are net natives. They grew up with the internet. They're really sophisticated with the ability to communicate with young people and their members and other undocumented youth over Facebook, over Twitter.
Sagal says immigration funders are working together in an attempt to seize what they see as a big opportunity to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Jerry Mannion, who works for Carnegie, thinks the work of some of their grantees could make a difference. They brought in groups that were not present in previous immigration reform efforts.
There's coalitions now that weren't available in the past, you know, of evangelical and other faith leaders.
One of those grantees, the National Immigration Forum, is behind a 40-day I Was a Stranger prayer challenge. The Church of the Lamb of the Nazarene on the Lower East Side is taking part in it. On a recent Sunday, Pastor Gabriel Salguero spoke to his parishioners. He told them they don't need to look hard to understand how to act when it comes to immigration reform.
The way we treat the stranger,
como tratamos al foráneo,
Jesus said, is the way you treat me.
He's the president of the National Latino Evangelical Coalition. Pastor Salguero and over 150 other evangelical leaders from around the country have been inviting their congregations to read passages from the Bible related to immigrants for 40 days. Their goal is to create a small army of evangelical Christians.
To advocate with their congressmen, write them letters, visit them, to call for immigration reform.
But Mannion, who directs the U.S. Democracy Program at Carnegie, remains skeptical about the possibility of passing comprehensive immigration reform.
We've been close before many times. And so, you know, a lot of things can happen between the start and the finish line.
It will be many months before it's clear whether funds invested by Carnegie and others will help usher in new immigration laws. For WNYC, I'm Marilla Ivorak.